So the way it works is you go in and then you set the timer.
Andrew Cremata is stepping into one of the two vitamin D light rooms he worked to install in the Skagway Elks Lodge.
You turn on the light and your skin will absorb the vitamin D.
This is part of Light for Skagway, a mental health program that pairs vitamin D light treatment with mental health awareness training. It's at the Elks Lodge, but it's open to everyone. As people file into opening night, they get the lowdown from Cremata, submit their paperwork, and mill around, chatting and eating snacks. Cremata started the project because he saw depression hurting the community.
So a lot of the onus for this and what got the conversation started in the very first place was, you know, I've had a few friends over the last few years who've committed suicide. And it's common in Alaska. In fact, the suicide rate here is more than double what it is in the lower 48.
Well, it's almost double, according to the most recent study by the American Association of Suicidology. But Cremata's point is that he sees a link between insufficient sunlight and depression, and he'd like to do something about it. Bear in mind, vitamin D isn't a cure-all for every mental health woe. But by pairing the lights with mental health training and increasing mental health awareness, the project aims to empower the community to find relief. For Cremata, the potential benefits justify the effort.
You know, I mean, ultimately, if it prevents somebody from committing suicide or helps somebody seek out help or makes it possible for somebody to see when another person is hurting and give them the help they need, then the whole thing is worth it.
The program is a $10,000 investment in community mental health. Lodge 431 earned the money from an impact grant from the Elks National Community Investment Program. They're the first Alaskan lodge to win one, ever. Cremata proved to the Elks he could benefit Skagway, but his ultimate goal is even bigger than that. He wants to see the program rolled out in Elks lodges statewide. To prove to the Elks that the program is worth expanding, some participants are getting blood tests before and after a series of light treatments. 75% were vitamin D deficient after the first test. They're hoping light treatments will bump them into the healthy range. Kathy Carr is one of them.
My level was 23.7, which is not the lowest, but still low. It's too low. I'm not in the normal range.
Carr says she's been taking supplements, so she was surprised to hear her level is low. This is her fourth winter in Alaska. Carr is open to talking about her experiences with depression and mental health issues. She says it's just part of who she is. But that's not the case for everyone.
There is such a stigma with mental health disorders. I want to work towards, you know, letting people know that it's okay and it's there shouldn't be such a rough stigma around it, you know. There are ways to help yourself and to help others, so I think that should be the focus.
That's where John Hischer comes in. He's the mental health counselor at the Dahl Memorial Clinic, the only place in Skagway to access mental health care. He's offering a training as part of the Light for Skagway program. He'll teach people to see the signs of depression and how to communicate about them.
So a good way would be, well, listen, I saw that you haven't been coming around as often and you've been staying home and I'm really concerned about you. Is there anything going on? Like, that'd be a non-judgmental way of noticing behaviors.
He says wintertime depression can have many causes. Money gets tighter and housing can be an issue. But limited sunlight is a big one. Days are shorter and Skagway sits in a tight valley between mountain ranges.
Oh, you know, I've heard people refer to it like it's like living in a ditch sometimes, you know, so that's why I was encouraging people, like, yeah, you need to get out. So I think that does impact people.
Hischer thinks the lights may help when people can't escape the dark and winter weather. The effect of increasing awareness around depression is hard to quantify. But here at Lodge 431, dozens of people are learning and sharing about mental health in a relaxed environment. Hischer's stack of reading materials is dwindling, and people are testing the booths. And those are tangible steps towards bringing mental health issues into the light. In Skagway, I'm Claire Strempel.